Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, December the 30th, 2025. Won't be able to say that very much longer. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Very cold morning out there this morning. 19 degrees and cloudy skies. Although, I can report, coming in this morning was a little less cold than it was yesterday, even though the temperature was higher yesterday. I think now that the wind has calmed down a little bit, it's a little less cold than it was. Yesterday, that wind was so horrible, so cold and so windy. When that wind would blow, it was like a knife going through you. It was very cold yesterday, and I'm sure that I don't have to tell you out there in the listening audience about that. Today feels a little warmer, but not much, because it is 19 degrees, and it looks like it's going to be this way for the next couple days. 2025, tomorrow's New Year's Eve, so I guess this is New Year's Eve Eve. Has anybody made those New Year's resolutions? We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I'll tell you, I did not realize, I don't think yesterday, we got a single phone call in the entire two-hour broadcast we were on. But now, I will say that it is an odd time. It's that week between Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people are off work. A lot of people are sleeping in. A lot of people are out of school. They're out of their normal routine. So I kind of understood that. But I did not realize the trouble. Plus, we had a guest yesterday. Sean Kraft came in for the second hour. I did not realize the trouble people were having yesterday. I did not realize that a lot of people in town were without power. Apparently, there were power issues yesterday in areas in Marion. I did not realize all the kerfluffle that was going on yesterday morning. So that could have been a part of it, too. But we are back here today. As I said yesterday, we were talking about New Year's resolutions. You know, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. So today's New Year's Eve Eve. Doesn't time go by fast? You know, a week ago today was Christmas Eve Eve, and I remember last week on this day thinking about the gifts that I had not purchased yet, and I knew I needed to go to the store last Tuesday night and get those gifts and get those wrapped before Wednesday. It all turned out okay, but boy, a week goes by very fast when you've got Christmas and things of that nature heading into New Year's going on. I should point out, we still have our Christmas decorations up here in the studio and probably will for another day or so. So the Grinch is still looking at me. We've still got the Christmas trees and the tables and the tablecloths and ornaments and so on and so forth. But yesterday we added the big Coca-Cola Santa display. And I told this story yesterday. But, you know, the version that we see as Santa Claus, more or less, came from the Coca-Cola company. And this year, in their ad, they used a big version of that Santa Claus, the original version that Coca-Cola used. And I was talking with the guy who puts the ad up, and he said, the display up, I should say. And he said, you know, do you want that Santa Claus when the display is over? And I said, sure. So the display was over last week, and now we have that display in the studio. And as I said yesterday, you really can't tell that it's a Coca-Cola display, because really what it is, it's a big display. It's Santa pretty much from the knees up. But at the top, all it says is refresh your holiday spirit. It's all red except for Santa. And Santa is holding a bottle of Coca-Cola, but it is a very small bottle. of Coke. And then at the bottom, there are three ornaments. A white ornament, a green ornament, and a red ornament. Now, the white ornament doesn't say anything. The green ornament doesn't say anything. But the red ornament does say Coca-Cola. That's the only advertising on this Santa Claus. So I think if you walked in and took a look at it, you probably would not even realize that it was a an ad for Coke. But maybe you would. Phone lines are open. I should mention that. 17 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it's nice for the last few days of the year to have this big Santa Claus in the studio, even though, obviously, that part of the season is more or less over. Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions? We talked about this yesterday as well. I go up to people talking about New Year's resolutions, and they act like that's not even a thing anymore. And maybe that is a thing that has gone by the wayside. Our New Year's resolutions in the past, a lot of people make a New Year's resolution to go to the gym, I think, and have in the past. Losing weight has always been a big one. As I said, quitting smoking used to be a big one, but I don't think people smoke as much as they used to. But maybe I'm wrong on that statistic. Maybe that's still a big New Year's resolution. I'm not really sure. But do people even make these things anymore? Because if they do, I certainly do not hear about them. Now, I will say, yesterday I did have a conversation with a younger group of people about this, and they were a little more receptive. But their New Year's resolutions are much more personality-based. Theirs are more to be a nicer person, to have more patience, to do their homework a little more consistently, to better manage their time. That's what they're thinking about New Year's resolution-wise. So does anybody have a New Year's resolution, or is that a thing of the past? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to weigh in this morning. We would love to hear from you. I was looking at some of the newspapers this morning. I thought it was interesting. I think there's a story on the Marion Star online about the loss of funding to downtown Marion. And this has really become a very, I don't know if I would call it a contentious point, but it certainly has become a very hot button issue. Of all the things that got cut heading into 2026, the downtown Marion thing seems to be really under people's skin. And on the whole, it's not really a whole lot of money that the city was giving downtown Marion. I mean, what, like in the $50,000 range, something like that. But at last week's city council meeting, people were getting up and advocating for downtown Marion and so on and so forth, and that didn't help them. They did not get their funding back. They have tried to go out and privately raise money to fund Downtown Marion Incorporated, and apparently that's going somewhat well. Apparently they might get through the first quarter of the year. They'll get through March with funding, but people are very touchy about this. But, you know, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because people have been touchy about Downtown Marion for a long time. And as I've said, I am not trying to be a downer about Downtown Marion. I think any progress they make is a good thing. You want to see Downtown Marion do well. You want to see good things going on down there. I have just felt for a long time now, at least 20 years, that there are certain issues in Downtown Marion you're never going to be able to fix. And because of those issues, I think the goals in Downtown Marion are just unobtainable. In Marion, it's not on a state route anymore. You know, 423, which is Main Street, used to be the way you would have to go from Delaware to Upper Sandusky. So you had to go through downtown Marion. You had to go right down Main Street. Well, you don't have to do that anymore since the 23 bypass was put in. And I would say that most people don't go through downtown Marion. They go down the 23 bypass on Route 95, over Route 95. And that's why all the big businesses have built out on Route 95. You know, business follows where the main highways are. And that's one of the big problems in downtown Marion. And I don't think that that is fixable. And another problem is that the street structure in downtown Marion is very difficult. All of the main arteries in downtown Marion are one-way streets, except Main Street. Main Street is the only street that goes two-way. Center Street is one-way. Church Street is one-way. State Street is one-way. And Prospect Street is one-way. So if four of the five of your main streets in downtown Marion only go one way, that's very confusing for people out of town. And it's also very confusing for people who are in downtown Marion, because if you miss your turn or you miss your business or you can't find a parking spot, it takes you a minute to get back to where you came from. And ultimately, another problem in downtown Marion is just simply there are no big businesses left downtown to get people to come downtown. And I find this to be the most fascinating problem at all, because certainly somebody could have gotten a big business downtown, you know, a drugstore, a grocery store, a big business, you know, like a Kroger or a Walmart or a Meijer or even a big drugstore like Walgreens or Rite Aid or something like that, although I don't know if they're doing very well. A fast food place certainly helps. You know, there are no fast food restaurants downtown, no Wendy's, no Taco Bell, no McDonald's, nothing like that. And I think that's why North Main Street has flourished over the last, what are we going to say, 5 to 10 years, is because they do have those. You know, they have a Family Dollar. They have a Dollar General. They have a McDonald's. They have a Taco Bell. They have a Wendy's. They have a Dairy Queen. They have those things on North Main, and I think that's why they have stayed somewhat economically prosperous. And downtown Marion just doesn't have that. You've got to have something that everybody wants to go to. And, well, if I was asking you in a conversation, what is in downtown Marion that everybody wants to go to? You know, even our big tourist attractions are not in downtown Marion. The Harding Home is not in downtown Marion. It's on Delaware Avenue, or Mount Vernon Avenue. The Harding Memorial is on Delaware Avenue. The colleges are on Mount Vernon Avenue. The cemeteries, you know, the Merchant Ball and the Gypsy Queen, they're out here on Delaware Avenue. What big attraction is in downtown Marion? What's the thing to get people down there? Because if you want to fix the problem, you gotta create a reason for people to want to go down there. I guess we got the Palace Theater, but the Palace is not open all the time. You know, they're not doing shows there every night of the week. So even their unique attraction is not something that's open all the time. So I think these are some of the problems with downtown Marion. And again, I'm not trying to knock downtown Marion. I hope it does well. I hope that they're able to help themselves funding-wise, because apparently the city is not going to be able to do that at this time. But what are some of the... Does anybody have any ideas for downtown Marion? I mean, let's be constructive here. Clearly, they need money. because they're unhappy with losing their funding. And clearly, they are not making the goals that they want to make. So, what could you do? What could you do downtown that's going to create a talk and get people downtown? Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any way to solve this downtown Marion problem, loss of funding from the city? Or how would you go about rejuvenating downtown Marion? You know, I always find it fascinating that if you go to, let's say, downtown Delaware. Now, downtown Delaware has some things down there that I think people want to see. They have very unique restaurants. They have the Son of Thurman, which is a unique draw in downtown Delaware. They have the Hamburger Inn, which is a unique draw in downtown Delaware. So they have things like that. Upper Sandusky has the Shawshank Redemption Courthouse. So that's a particular draw in downtown Upper Sandusky. So there are those things in other people's downtown that gets them there. Unique spots. What is the unique spot in downtown Marion? And I think that's ultimately the problem that has to be fixed before anybody can move forward with changing the attitude or landscape or whatever wants to be changed with downtown. And is it a big worry amongst the people that downtown Marion is not going to get funding from the city? Is that a big worry with people? Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. 29 minutes past the hour here on this New Year's Eve 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind in regard to downtown Marion. But that has been my take on downtown Marion for a while. Now, that may not be the most popular take in the world, but it's kind of what I think is going on down there. And I guess we'll see what happens as the years go along, as this year goes along in particular. You know, if the funding runs out in March and the city is not able to give them funding, then what do we lose in downtown Marion? What happens? What is not going to return if the funding does not continue? I'm not sure. 740-383-9944, or if you have a New Year's resolution, feel free to weigh in with that. We always love a good New Year's resolution here on the program. Okay. Oh, you know, I did want to mention this yesterday. Well, let's mention this today, first of all, is that today is National Bacon Day. Did you know that? Today, I hope I have this right. Today is National Bacon Day. And apparently, if you go to Wendy's today and you order a bacon cheeseburger, you can get it for a penny, but you have to use the app. You know, the app on your phone, I guess the Wendy's app. Because it is National Bacon Day, you can get a bacon, I guess it's a bacon burger, bacon cheeseburger, something like that, from Wendy's for one penny today because it is National Bacon Day. Now, does that entice anybody to run over to Wendy's and get a bacon cheeseburger for a penny, 1 cent? Now, remember, you do have to use the app on your phone. You just can't go there and order a bacon cheeseburger or a bacon burger or whatever it is. You have to have the app on your phone to get it for a penny, but I guess if you have the app, you can get the bacon burger for one penny today because it is National Bacon Day. You know, I'll tell you, we just have everything, don't we? We have National Bacon Day. We have National Donut Day. We have National Everything Day. So I did want to mention that that's going on today, National Bacon Day. So rush over to Wendy's to get that penny bacon burger. But again, you do have to use the app. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is yesterday I ran into somebody's wife. And they gave me a letter that apparently they'd been trying to send me for the last couple months. And it was a nice handwritten letter. And I don't want to get too much into what the letter said, but it was a nice handwritten letter, and it was thanking me for something that I had done. But, you know, I thought, who still writes handwritten letters and sends those through the mail? I thought that was one of the nicest gestures that somebody could do. And I think it's because people don't do that anymore. Now, this is one of my pet peeves in life, is that when I do a Christmas card, send somebody a Christmas card, or I send somebody a birthday card or something of that nature, I always try to write something inside of that card, because I think you should do that. I think that's just important to put some kind of message in there. And it was so nice yesterday to get a note that was handwritten and kind of, it was just very nice. It was just a nice letter, and it's not somebody that I see a whole lot. So I thought that was just a nice gesture, thanking me for something that I had done, and it really wasn't anything big that I had done, but I thank them, if they happen to be listening, I thank them for that nice letter and the gesture that went along with it. Does anybody still write handwritten letters and send them out? You know, a lot of people used to do that, and I keep thinking, what are historians going to do years from now when they can't look back at letters that people wrote? Do you know how much history is recovered through letters that people have written? Presidents, senators, governors, so on and so forth. So much of that comes through letters that people have written. And I don't know what's going to happen, since we don't do that anymore. We don't write letters anymore. That's a thing of the past. Why do you think that's went away? You know, because I don't think people really use email to a large extent anymore. They still use it, but I don't think it's as popular as it was when it first came out. People do a lot of texting with each other, but does that really take the place of a handwritten letter? I don't really think that takes the place of a nice handwritten letter. Now, I may be wrong about that, but don't you still like to get a nice handwritten letter? I liked it, and I kept it. Now, I would not keep an email, I would imagine, and I probably would not keep a text message, but I did keep the handwritten letter because it was nice paper and nice penmanship and all that. Maybe that's the problem. People don't have nice penmanship anymore. 740-383-9944. What are we at? 35 minutes past the hour here this morning on this New Year's Eve. Does anybody have any New Year's resolutions? What do you think about downtown Marion? Where's that all headed? Is it a good or bad thing that it's not going to be funded? Some people seem to be happy that it's not going to be funded. I don't know if it's a happy thing that it's not going to be funded, but I don't know. I just don't know how you fix. Okay, here's I guess the big question with downtown Marion. What are we trying to do? What is the goal of funding downtown Marion? What is the hope that this will project as we have funded it in the past? Because when we talk about can do and we talk about economic development, the hope is we fund that and development will come to Marion City and County, economic development. So we know why we're funding that. Now, what is the purpose of funding downtown Marion? What is the hope there? Where do we hope that's going? If anybody has an answer to that, or a thought would be fine as well. 7409-9944. That's 7403839944. Or a New Year's resolution. That's a good one as well. Haven't heard any of those yet, but you never know when one might come down the bend here. You know what? I wonder if the phone lines are even working at this point. Oh, we do have a dial tone. Thank God. You know, I've started to wonder in the last 2 days if we had a dial tone. But we do have a dial tone here this morning, so I feel more confident now. Now, is anybody going to call in is the question. We have seemingly been in a day and a half drought with this. But as I said, it is an odd time of year. School out, people off work, so on and so forth. And as I said yesterday, I think people were frantic over the Christmas holiday. I just think people were completely wiped out. And maybe this is the time people are regrouping as we head into 2026. There could be a lot of that going on. So that could be part of the problem as well. Okay, but the phone lines are there for you. Apparently, I did hear a dial tone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to buzz in. Hey, maybe everybody's just sleeping in because it's cold outside. Could be that as well. All right, well, what else did we talk about yesterday on the show? Well, you know, maybe 2026 will be the year of the self-tan. We talked a little bit about tanning yesterday. You know, ever since the self-tan people moved in next door here, there's been a lot of interest on my behalf on how many people are getting self-tans and what is going on with the self-tan. And apparently a lot of people are getting them. Now, I don't know why this is, but it is, and I did talk with the lady who runs the self-tanning business here, and she is going to come on in the new year, and she is going to explain this all, and I think that she is going to give us a few things to give away on the air as far as self-tanning goes, so we'll all learn together here about the self-tan. But what was fascinating yesterday, if you were listening to the show yesterday, we had a six-year, almost seven-year resolution on the program. Now, I think this was fascinating because, you know, I've told this story before and I told it yesterday, but yesterday, as I was telling this story, we actually got to the resolution of the whole tanning situation because, you know, I have a friend who, acquaintance, friend, whatever you want to say, who for years has had very tan skin. And I always said, do you tan? And the answer was always no. I just have naturally dark skin. I don't tan. It's just naturally dark skin. That is the answer that I got for nearly 7 years. And then one day, a few years ago, I'm walking down the hallway behind this person. And they have their hair up in a ponytail, and normally they don't have their hair up in a ponytail. And I noticed that the back of their neck was not the same color as the rest of their body. And I said, you know, the back of your neck is not really the same color as the rest of your body. So I'm thinking that you tan, which is what I've suspected all along. Well, that was always denied. At that time, deny, deny, deny. Well, yesterday I was telling this story in regard to the whole spray tan thing, and lo and behold, the person, I don't know, maybe they've got some honesty as we're heading into 2026 or the end of 2025 here, but lo and behold, the person finally admitted that yes, they go to a tanning bed. They have been to a tanning bed, they do tan, and that's where this darker skin complexion comes from. Now, I'm telling you, I was shocked with the whole thing. Because, you know, if somebody denies something for years and years and years, and even denies it when you point it out, you know, when I see your neck is not the same color as the rest of your skin. To finally have them admit this, I think this was a moment in time. So I was happy yesterday that we finally got to that resolution. I thought, hey, you know, that's why you keep digging. You know, persistence is king. Eventually, you get to the answer that you're looking for. And in that particular situation, we finally got to the correct answer that yes, that person does tan. Now, we don't know why they tan, and we don't know why this is so popular with people. I don't know. Maybe it looks better in pictures or something. I don't know. But I think it's fascinating we finally got to the right answer. And I don't know, I guess I should say the honest answer. And I'm not really sure how we finally got to the honest answer yesterday, but after all those years and all that persistence and all that going back and forth, we finally got to the correct answer, the honest answer, that yes, they do go to a tanning bed. So I was very happy with that. And I like to tell that story again today because I think it's a pertinent story in the life of doing shows. Because again, it's more about persistence than tanning. That if you keep asking the question and if you keep bringing it up, eventually you'll get to the right answer. All right. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open 43 minutes past the hour. Now, there are definitely a lot of topics on the table here this morning. 740-383-9944. We've got everything from New Year's resolutions to what else have we talked about here? Well, Bacon Day, National Bacon Day. You can get a bacon cheeseburger for a penny if you have the Wendy's app today. Do people still write handwritten notes? And we went back and covered our self-tanning story again, which I always think is important. And does anybody have any more thoughts on the revitalization of downtown Marion, how this could happen, why this would happen, and why it is continually a conversation amongst the city and the politicians who we deal with here in town. All right, 740-383-9944. What could they throw downtown that's really going to get people down there? What would it be? You know, for a long time, I thought if they put a pharmacy down there, I thought that would help. Because at one time or another, everybody's got to use a pharmacy for some reason. I certainly thought a fast food place would help. Because no matter what it is, a fast food place does get attention. And it certainly has helped North Main Street. So I've thought that would be a good thing. But beyond that, I don't know. If anybody's got the answer smarter than I am as far as downtown Marion goes, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Okay, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, a few weeks ago, was it a few weeks ago? A couple weeks ago? Somewhere in there. I got an old edition of the Marion Star delivered here as a Christmas gift from Ted and Carol Jolliffe, longtime listeners out there. Now, this is from November 8th, 1981. And the thing I said the most about this at the time that I first brought this up is that it's interesting because most of the stories on the front page are national stories. They're not really local stories. And I guess we always think of the Marion Star as not having much in the way of local stories anymore. But in this day, I guess they didn't have as much as maybe people remember. I don't know. The newspaper cost 50 cents back in 1981. I think it's up to $1.50 now during the week. But there are a lot of interesting ads in here. I always like to look at the ads of old newspapers when I'm going through them. And in this particular newspaper, I think we talked about the food ads. I think we went through those. You know, let's see here. Well, I don't know if that's a continual story. Well, here's a funeral story. I don't know if we need to go through that one. Well, here's a business. I think that was a Marion business. I don't think this is in business anymore. Does anybody remember Haup Monument Company? 130 South High Street here in Marion. A great name in stone since 1876. So apparently they've been around quite a while. Their ad says here, they were your local authorized Rock of Ages seal mark memorials. So I guess that's where you got your tombstones. Haup, H-O-U-P-T, Monument Company, 130 South High Street. For a memorial of enduring value and quality, call Jack at Haup Monument Company. Does anybody remember Haup Monument Company on South High Street here in Marion? I don't think there are many many businesses over on South High Street. Does anybody apparently this is where you got your tombstone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, there's a what is this here? There's a message in here. I didn't see this before. It says, to the citizens of Marion, thank you. I would like to thank all the voters of Marion who gave me their vote of confidence by re-electing me to a third term. Oh, we're getting a phone call here. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you finally found something that's still alive. A tombstone.
Apparently those tombstones. Well, I was reading this, Mary sent me a message online, and it says that's where my parents' headstones came from in 1977.
Well, Carol and I bought ours about 30 years ago, and, you know, that's where they come from. The business is still there, a thriving business. Everybody's waiting to get into the graveyard. That's why they had to put a fence up.
And, you know, that's true. Is Haup Monument still there?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Really?
Old YMCA, you have to go back in the little alley parts and go around. You say, sure are. You can go in there and you can have anything on your body engraved in there, maybe, if you got any stone in your body.
You know, I have never seen this place, or I guess I've never paid attention when I don't go down High Street very often, but I'm glad to hear they're still there.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of monuments around in there, too. Yeah. And my father, when I was a little kid, we got some people buried in the mausoleum there on Mount Vernon Avenue where we was talking about the pizza place the other day.
Oh, yeah, the mausoleum out there.
Yeah.
He had
a key. They gave him a key if you had somebody of your family or whatever, and he could go in there. So every once in a while, he'd go in there and check the place out and do whatever he done. They put little flowers or little things up there if you wanted to, but he had a key to the place. I thought it was pretty neat he went up there, so that's why I called in. I was so impressed when I was a kid that that's how long it had been there. You give the date when it was established there, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it 1876.
Well, yeah. So I was born in 41, so it was there long before I was, and my dad was born in 1909, so Yeah, it's been around, hasn't it, Scott?
It has been around. You know, I'm always fascinated with the mausoleum. I've been in there a few times. But when Marge Hazlett was on this station, she was so fascinated with the mausoleum. And she would have the man who ran the mausoleum on at that time. And Marge did buy what do they call them there? It's a crypt? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's, I think, the correct name, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, they got those outside in the Marion Cemetery, you know, the same thing, but they're not enclosed under roof like the monument, like the mausoleum is. They're the same thing. They're like a drawer. You just pull it out, and there your body's stuck in there. You know, you probably went to funerals of some of your friends or loved ones and stuff, you know, that was buried there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know, I thought Marge...
The same thing, but it hadn't got the smell to it. The mausoleum's got the smell to it, you know?
You're right, and it's all marble in there. And it's a nice place. I mean, like today, a cold winter day, you might not want to go stand in the cemetery, but it wouldn't be bad to go inside the mausoleum.
I don't know what the heating is and what temperature they keep that year around, whether they have to do that to keep everything intact. But I'd like to see what the how long that mausoleum been there. It's been there ever since I was born. I know that.
Yeah, well, Mary's saying out here that her father was born in 1906 and her mother was born in 1918. So, yeah, this Haupt Monument Company predates them. Now, it says see Jack over there. Now, I doubt Jack is probably still there.
Well, I don't know how long those people been there that, you know, that would be there today if they've been there like... A lot of people worked till this X amount of years. They said, "Well, I've worked there for 50 years, so that can go back quite a while."
I wonder if they have the same phone number because their phone number's listed here.
Yeah, if it's in the paper there, I bet you call it. Then you're pretty good at calling phone numbers and seeing if you can get a hold of them. So I hang up here. You give them a call.
We'll give them a call. Yeah, we'll see if we can reach anybody over there.
And you can get a little information off of them. Nice talking to you, Scott. And I like the white-covered ground we have after Christmas, don't you?
It looks very nice outside, yes. I think it looks very nice.
Have a good one, Scott.
Hey, thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yeah, we missed that white Christmas by a few days, but it's not looking bad outside. The roads don't seem to be awful, although there are slick spots in certain parts of the roads. Just have to be careful. But there is a phone number here for Haupt Monument Company. I don't know how I've missed this, but let's see if we can get... I doubt anybody's there at 8:30 in the morning, but you never know. Let's see if we can get Jack over at Haupt Monument Company here. We'll have to put a 740 on this number. You know, this might ring in anywhere at this point. Let's see what we get here. Well, it's ringing. That's a good sign. Well, so far so good.
Telephone number 740-387-9000. Can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press pound for further options.
Hey, this is Scott Spears over at WGH Talk Radio here in Marion. I was just looking through a 1981 Marion Star this morning on air. We were going through it, and there's an ad for Haupt Monument Company. Been around since 1876 in that newspaper from 40-something years ago now. And I was just wondering if you were still over there and still operating. It says, ask for Jack over at Haupt Monument. Feel free to give us back a call. We're on the air until 10 a.m. this morning. It is Tuesday, December 30th, 740-383-9944, but it's an interesting ad in here. Hope you're still in business and hope all is well. Happy New Year, 740-383-9944. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I guess it's a possibility that they still could be there answering the telephones. Well, we left a message. We don't really need a monument, but it would be good to know who's there and who's still there and so on and so forth. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. But this spot down here from the treasurer, I would like to thank all of the voters of Marion who gave me their vote of confidence by reelecting me to a third term as city treasurer. Thanks also to my wife, daughter, son-in-law, Sue Drake, my family, many friends, and Carl Hughes, who gave me moral and financial support. And this was Ed Schwatterer, who was, I guess, city treasurer back in 1981. Well, Carl Hughes is still around. Well, I don't think he's in Marion anymore, although I did see him here. I think he was here for the holidays a few weeks ago. But does anybody remember Ed Schwatterer as the city treasurer? That's going about 45 years back now. But Ed Schwatterer, how about that? I wonder if we'll hear from Ed Schwatterer somewhere down the road. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, one little last thing on that. I know that they're still there, but I believe, Scott, anywhere in the Marion area here, in the graveyards and stuff, you do have to have, if you want to, put your birth date on the stone, which we did, but we haven't got our death date on there, daggone it. We don't know when we're going to die, but they do come to go out in the graveyard, and, you know, the old saying, it isn't etched in stone where your death birth or your death date naturally wouldn't be, but I know they still do that. So if there's somebody there, they'll get back with you so you can mention it to them that you've heard that they have the buy your stone there and stuff like that. They do go out in the graveyard to still etch the death date on the stone. But it used to be pretty cheap, but you could just say offhand, I had a caller, and they was just wondering how much it does cost today to get it etched in stone, the death of when their partner or somebody died, see. But I think ours is already included in when we was at Boyd's funeral home to get, we got our caskets, the whole funeral, and everything's paid for except that little date on the back where you died. And if you see some stones that don't have that, they said, yeah, like I've told our family, people ask, why did you do that for? I said, I didn't want to put the burden on our family members to have to do that. And I said, a lot of them wouldn't do that because they wouldn't spend the money to put it on there. They know that their parents are dead, but they wouldn't. But ours would do that because it's already paid for, see? So they got to pay before and after plan, too. So thanks, Scott.
Hey, that's a good thing. Hey, thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we'll see if we hear from Help a Monument in hour number two this morning. Stay tuned here to WGH Talk, New Year's Eve Eve.
Well, I don't say it keeps me up at night. I have to think that nobody likes criticism, but sometimes it's very legitimate.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in